Thanks, choir. Y'all give the choir a great thanks. Man, they've done a great job today. Amen. Well, we got to talk a little bit today about peace, so I want y'all to hang on. The bells are ringing. There's this peace. There's this moment. The holidays are coming. Some of you will receive cards from all over the world that say, "Peace on Earth." Really? How in the world do you find peace on Earth when there's a war in Iraq and one in Afghanistan? How in the world do you find peace on Earth when inside yourself you're saying, "Can I ever make sense of what's going on with me right now?" And y'all ever been there? You ever been turned around and just, why? Anybody ever said why? Anybody ever said why? Come on, work with me today. Anybody ever said why? I mean, you go, why did this happen to me? Here's what I want you to know. If you're going to find peace, it's not why, it's who. Who? Who's my peace? Do I really believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Every one of us are going to have to wrestle with that. Now, a lot of us think Jesus is a good idea. And a lot of us think Jesus is a good idea. If I went out there and really talked to people in the world, even in here in the South, this is supposed to be the Bible Belt. This is kind of the upper buckle here, all right? I mean, you're not in the main deal of the Bible Belt. But, you know, if I was to ask people, I'd say, "Man, what about Jesus? He's a good idea." Well, let me tell you something. I want you to get it down deep today, because guess what? Jesus didn't come to be a good idea. He came to be a Savior. He didn't come to make you a good person. He came to bring you peace. We're going to deal with that today. Now, let me tell you about peace. There's three things peace won't. You can't get it here, all right? First of all, you cannot buy peace. How many of y'all understand that? You can't buy it. You can't buy it. How many of y'all have ever tried to buy peace? Come on, how many of y'all have ever said this? You graduated from college and you said, "You know what? If I could make $15,000, I'll finally be happy." How many of y'all, when you graduated from college, "Man, if I make $15,000, I'm rich." And then you had to, well, now you'd be broke. But I mean, back then, this is the old days, Chase. It's the old economy, all right? $15,000. I said, "Lord, I'll be happy if I make $20,000. Guess what? I made $20,000 and guess what? I wasn't happy. Then I needed what? I needed, 30, and then I needed 40. And then guess what I realized? How many of y'all realize you can't buy happiness? You know why you can't buy happiness? It always has a payment. It always has a payment. You can't buy happiness. Well, you know what a lot of people do? They like to borrow peace. They want to borrow peace. Hey, how many of y'all think peace can be borrowed? You know, I've heard guys say, "Well, man, I'm with this girl because she makes me feel complete." That ain't going to last long. Because what happens when this girl who makes you feel complete ticks you off? Then there goes your completeness. You can't borrow it. How many of y'all ever thought, "Man, if I could just be..." Oh, come on. We do this, especially some of you junior high girls and senior high girls. "Well, if I just fit in this group, then everything's going to be what? At peace." Guys do it too, man. If I just make the team, then I'll be at what? Peace. If I can just... Anybody been there? Am I talking to anybody today? Is anybody listening today? Have any of y'all ever gone through these crazy human things? How many of y'all right now are just like this going, "Man, I'll tell you what, man, I'll have a good Christmas if I get that." How many of y'all got that in your mind right now? "I need one of those. If I just had that." Are y'all following me? The reason I'm not calling it out, because that is different for everybody. Like some of you girls may be dating somebody, and you've been dating them for a long time. And you know, when you get around Christmas, say you've been dating them like, 9 years. And you're thinking, "Well, this Christmas, surely he's going to cough it up." And surely, and you know, you DVR all those Zales commercials. And you DVR those commercials. He went to Jerry. And they don't tell you the rest of the commercial. And he's a broke fool now. That's what happened to him. He went to Jared. He's broke. The boy is broke. You know, "Jared." And now they even got the Garmin talking to you. And she wants to wear the necklace. Crazy. But just have that. How many of you girls realize you can get an engagement ring But if you don't get a good husband, you ain't going to be happy very long with that ring. You better have a marriage that's measured more than in carats. And you guys need to chill out. Y'all need to get old school. Man, don't be buying these girls these big old huge rocks. Get them a chip. And every 5 years, upgrade depending on behavior. That's the way you get it going on. You say, baby, it's been good 5 years. Hand me that ring. We're going to upgrade. Yeah. That's what I did in Elizabeth. Y'all know how bad Elizabeth is. She pulled out a first engagement ring I gave her. And Blake and Clayson were in a room. They were looking at some old junk of ours because now we have old junk. Because we're old. We have old junk. You know, stuff from the 80s. It's called antiques. Oh, man. Blake, I don't know where he gets this, but he can be blunt sometime. And he goes, "Where'd you get that little ring?" Mom goes, "That was the engagement ring your father gave me." He goes, "He's cheap, wasn't he?" And then Elizabeth goes, "Well, you know, you can give this." Then she looked at it, she said, "No, you can't." I'm like, "But we work." No, you know what I'm talking about. I'm having a good time with you here for a minute. But you know what? We can't buy it and we can't borrow it. And here's what I want you to know. You're not going to get peace because of who you are. Hmm? Some people think, well, you know, if I get to that suburban neighborhood, there will finally be what? Peace. I preached a sermon in Chicago one time entitled "Peace in the Hood," because I was in the hood when I preached it. How many of you realize there can be peace in the hood? I did my doctoral work. When I did my doctoral work, we did the Disney community, and a pastor who pastored in Disneyland. I mean, there's really a community called Celebration Florida. Nick, you probably know where it is. You've never been there, but you know where it is, and because Nick's from Florida. But in the Disney community, guess what they tried to do? There are people that have moved from all over the United States that believed if they could just get with the mouse, it would all be all right. You know, if the world could just be like what? Disney. If they could just borrow the mouse's magic of the Magic Kingdom and live near the mouse, guess what would happen, Joey? They would finally be at peace. This pastor described it like this. I won't give you his name because he's a national recognized pastor. And he said this. He said, "There are a whole lot of folks that have moved into our community and found out that the mouse is a big rat. And that living with the mouse doesn't keep away the problems of the world." Now, let me tell you why. Here's the reason you and I don't have a lot of peace. We practice sin. Y'all need to give me a head nod or an awareness. See, when y'all look at, like when I say sin and y'all look at me like, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about. This worries me." Now watch. When I say the word sin, sin brings unrest. Watch this. How many of y'all have ever just done something? You've done exactly what they told you not to do. Any of y'all ever done that? How many of y'all, your mama said, "Now don't you go do this," and you went and did it? Man. I remember my mama had me scared to death. My mama told me Jesus could come back at any time. Any of y'all have a mama like that? My sweet mama, she said, "Jesus come back at any time." Andrew, your mama was probably a little bit like this. My mama told me if you was in a bar, Jesus might come back. I remember the first time Elizabeth took me to a bar. I told her, I said, "Elizabeth, we don't need to go in there." But I remember walking in, she wasn't with me. I walked in this bar. And I was scared to death because guess what I was thinking in my mind? Pete, guess what I was thinking in my mind? I'm a Baptist drinking secret. And I thought to myself, "Lord God Almighty, I'm in this bar. Jesus is going to come back. He's going to catch me. And then my mama's going to see that I was in the bar when Jesus come back. And she's going to look at me and say, 'I told you.'" How many of y'all had a mama like that? My mama also, this is one of my mama's deals right here too. She always wanted to know you had clean underwear on. I don't know why she did that. It's a southern thing. Mom, you know, you got clean underwear. I said, "Mom, why do you always ask that? Ain't nobody going to see." She said, "Well, if you got in a wreck." You know, if I get in a wreck, the last thing I'm going to be worrying about is clean underwear. You see what I'm saying? You never make, but that's important back in those days. You can't borrow peace, you can't buy peace, and you don't get peace because of your status. Sin disrupts peace. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Now, I know none of y'all have ever been in a bar, but I'm going to tell y'all. When you start sinning, what do? What's the first reaction to sin? Come on, work with me. You try to hide it. Is that what you do, Mike? Huh? Do you hide? That's what Adam did. Adam and Eve did the first time when they started disobeying God. What did they do? They didn't stand up there right in front of God. Adam should have done this. Hey! She ate it. He could have changed the world with one phrase. God, I didn't do it. What a wonderful world that would have been if he said that. But now, what's he do? He eats of the same tree she does, the same disobedience that she has, and then Adam blames it on her. Can you girls imagine that? Blames it on her. Can y'all imagine that? Now watch this. You know why a lot of us don't have any peace? We blame it on somebody else. George Bush has done everything. I ain't never in my life. Volcano goes off, George Bush's fault. Hurricane hits the coast, George Bush created a hurricane. The dude has got, listen to him talk. He ain't got that much power. True? He's not God. Now here's what I want you to know. Sin causes unrest. It causes us not to be peaceful. Now here's what I want you to know today. The peace of God is in you. Jesus gets what? In us. You just saw baptisms. That is the testimony that the power of God is what? In us. Now, I want you to tell your neighbor this because I want them to be reminded of this. I want you to look at somebody sitting beside you, even if you don't know them and you think it's weird, it's okay, we're weird here. And I want you to look at them and say, it is in you. Tell them that. It is in you. Or if you're from the South, you say it like this. It's in you. In you. Okay, that's the way you say it. It's in you. It's in who you are? No. No, peace is not in who you are. That's Oprah. That's Shirley MacLaine. That's the secret. That's not Jesus. Jesus says you can't get peace on your own. I agree with Jesus. So I'm trying to listen. I'm giving you young people like a fast pass to a full and abundant life. You can skip 3 decades of wandering in the wilderness. That's what my generation did. We've done it all. We've tried to find peace. So we tried to smoke peace. That didn't work. No. True? Yes. How many of y'all, how many of y'all figure this? If I'm just wigged out, the world's beautiful. Have y'all seen 50-year-old pot smokers? It ain't pretty. It ain't cute no more. Watch this. When you're 55 looking for a job and this is the way you interview, dude, man, okay, that don't work. You're broke. See, that's kind of funny when you're 15. But it ain't funny when you're 55. Because guess what? Sin won't bring peace. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now watch. Here's what Jesus did. He came into us. He brought the peace. He is the peace. God brings peace. We don't buy it. We don't borrow it. And guess what? Ready? You can't buy it, you can't borrow it, and it doesn't matter who you are, it's got to come into you from God. How many of y'all believe that? Yeah. Well, let me show you what happened. There was a young girl named Mary. Her name was Mary. And she's found in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the 6th month, God sent the angel of Gabriel, the angel Gabriel to Nazareth in a town called Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of who? David. Why is that important? I don't know, but I went to a church for like a whole preaching season. They were talking about this covenant of Abraham. Do y'all remember that? Y'all better. I'm going to preach it again next year. And there's this covenant of Abraham. And that covenant of Abraham and that promise of Abraham was what? I will make you the father of many what? nations. And here we are. There is a descendant of David. And David is a descendant of who? Abraham. God's good with his promise. That's why there can be peace. Now, here's what I want you to know. We've got to get the right direction. Josh Miller, here's what the world's going to tell you. You ready? You listening? Coaching you up right here. You got it? The world's going to tell you, you got to go get it. How many of you young people heard that before? You got to go get peace. Come on, work with me. True or false? Come on, talk. Y'all can talk in church. Lord have mercy. You've been talking in church and all these churches that won't let you talk. And now I'll let you talk and you won't talk. What's up with that? Here we go. You ready? How many, the world tells you what? Go get it. Go get peace. The Secret tells you what? If you read the book, The Secret, it says if you will just invite positive, exciting thoughts into your life and embrace the positive realm of positive thinking, you will have a positive life. Bull! That's not true! What's this? I have cancer. If I have cancer, doing a positive thought like this, I don't have cancer, it doesn't make it go away. And then you get all ticked because you find out you're not God. You want the secret to a full and abundant life. You and I are not who? Come on, say it. I'm not God. Just watch this. If you're sitting beside somebody, just look at them like this and go, I'm not God. I'm good, but I'm not God. See what I'm saying? Tell them. Come on, tell them you're not God. Pew, fess it up to Jeb. You ain't God. Jeb, tell him you ain't God. Rich, you're not God. You're good, but you're not what? Hold on, I want y'all to have some peace today. We're fixing to come to the altar. Be careful. Okay, it's a different kind of sermon today. Can you buy peace? Can you borrow peace? Can you just get peace because, you know, you're a cool, glamorous person? Clay, will aerobics bring on peace? No. Now, make you look good. Make you look great. I mean, Clay is like ageless. He'll whip you 20-something people, and Clay's 82. And I'm telling you, but it won't bring you what, Clay? Won't bring you peace. Stacy, you work in counseling and therapy. Does knowing your problem bring peace? No. There's the con job of the 80s. Really, it is. You know, we all said, well, I'm codependent. Give me some pills. I'm codependent. So we went from codependency to being addicts. Because guess what we think? We can buy it. We're a pill-popping nation because guess what we really believe? We can buy peace. Because guess what some of you believe? Numbness is peace. And it's just being numb. Here's what peace is. You got to receive it. Look at what happened. An angel came and stood there in front of Mary. And the first thing he told Mary, he said, guess what? Don't be afraid. I mean, that's a good thing to say because if angels talk to you, you kind of get scared. How many of y'all found that's consistent in the Bible? Like when angels show up and say, hey, listen, Nick, if an angel showed up over at your store, would that kind of like mess with you? I mean, if an angel showed up and said, hello, my name's, what would be a good angel name? Yeah, Gabriel. Hello, my name's Gabriel. And I know you're Nick, and Nick, what I want you to do is usher in the end of time. Would you just say, okay, that's cool, Lord. How many stoves you want to buy on your way out? That's what Nick would be telling an angel, all right? Huh? I mean, it'd be a real deal going on here. Look at here. Now, I want to give you three things that happens here. First of all, Mary was greatly troubled at his words because here's what the angel told her. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. I want you to know, first of all, there's good news in this house today. God loves human beings. Anybody say amen?
Amen.
Now, watch this. Why was Mary highly favored? Come on, it's not rhetorical. Why was she highly favored? You ready for this? Because God said she was. She wasn't any different than anybody else. She wasn't special. She wasn't extra human. She was just a human being that God favored. Hold on! If God will favor Mary, what will He do to you? Ms. Goff, she didn't have any specialized skills. I mean, it wasn't like she'd gone to How to Have a Savior class. Okay, she didn't gone to that. She hadn't been trained on how to be the mother of Jesus. It's that God appointed her what? She said she's highly favored, but she's not God. She's just highly favored by God. And then he gave her a mission. How many of y'all glad to know you're favored by God? No, come on, Roman. Get this. God saves humans. I mean, when you go up into heaven, there ain't any saved a whale stickers. Because God ain't in saving whales. He's in saving humans. God doesn't get off on that. He doesn't spend money on that. He doesn't get all alarmed about whales dying. But let me tell you what. He died so humans could live. He's all about humans. He spoke to a human named Mary. And he said, Mary, you're highly favored. And he said, you got a mission because here's what we're going to do. The Son of God is going to live in you. Hold on. You want to know where peace comes from? When you allow the Son of God to live where? Come on, church, I got to preach for just a moment. When the Son of God lives in you, what is going to happen? Peace be what? You see, Mary was the first one to show us how to get it. Jesus has got to live in you. Peace lives in you. And boy, don't we just wear ourselves out trying to get what? Get peace, man. I need to get peaceful. I mean, some of y'all have been on peace retreats. You went hum, and after you got done, you went hum, and it still ain't happening. You know what I mean? Eventually, you got to say, wait a minute. Is this message true? I only know one thing that'll forgive you. Guess who he is? Jesus. Sin brings in our unrest. I told you. If you've ever been to a bar, how many of y'all have ever been to a bar where it had bright lights? You ain't been to a bar yet. I hope you never go. What? How many of y'all ever been to a club and there were bright lights? Bright lights? Oh, not bright, bright. Ah, look at Susan. She's turning them down. Why are the lights always dim in the club? Because dim lights work miracles. And you come outside and you go, my God, what has happened? The light has been shown on the situation. And you want the lights down low for what reason? For some reason, we like to sin in the dark. True? Nobody or what? Find out. But who finds out? Your mother and God always find out. I want to let you know that. You moms find out all the time too, don't you? Don't you hate it when you grow up and you get old and your mama tells you all the things she knew that you think she didn't know? She knows. She just don't tell all she knows. Till you get old and you have teenage kids. And you get ready to get on one of them. She goes, you remember the night you came in? Mom, I had a headache because of my sinuses. Well, so-and-so called. And I forgave you and loved you and you made it through. See, sin causes us to hide and hold on. Grace allows us to live. And we get grace because God has chosen to love us and forgive us. You want to make it work? How many of y'all want to make it work today? How many of y'all want to let peace flow out of you? I'm telling you, for those of you that are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, may peace be with you. May it be with you. May it be in you and through you and around you. And may you allow it to be released through who you are. Because let me tell you what, whether you live or die, you're going to win if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I'm telling you the truth. You can't buy it. You can't borrow it. And it's not who you are. It's about who he is. And have you yielded to who he is? Now, if you're going to hang out at Hillview, you're going to hear this 100,000 times. Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus is the only way to heaven. And we live in a culture that says, man, that can't be. God wouldn't allow all those people to go to hell. He's not. He died on a cross so they could go to heaven. But guess what? You don't get to have God on your terms. You don't get to tell God what is right and what is wrong. God has laid it down and that's the way it is. And here's what some of you all are going to be freaked out about. God is not an American. You're not going to be there on the day of judgment and they're flying the American flag. This is going to freak a lot of you out. God is not a Republican.
nor is he a Democrat. Nor does he really care about what rights you have spent all your life demanding. Amen. He knows who you are. You're a sinner with deep unrest because you've been separated from God. And the only way you and I will find peace is to allow God to come in us. You know how you get that rolling? He said, unto you, Mary, a child will be given. And he goes to verse 38. And Mary unlocks the door to a peaceful life. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Andrew, you want your life to just excel with the passion and the peace of God? Then quote Mary, may it be to me as you have said.
You say, well, that's not a big deal.
Really? Really, Jamie? You know what most of us want? May it be unto me as I want it to be. I'm going to tell you right now. I would have missed my life if I'd have listened to me, wouldn't I, Elizabeth? I told Elizabeth, I said, man, God wants us to preach in Florida. I mean, when I got out of seminary, I said, we're going to Florida. Now, why did I want God to send me to Florida? You can water ski there year round. You can ride your motorcycle all the time. They don't wear a lot of ties in Florida. I think that's a blessing. You know what I'd have missed? My life. I'd have missed every one of you. I'd have missed what God's done in you. I'd have missed watching people who the whole world said they could never be saved walk an altar for years of my life and receive salvation. Terry, I'd have missed what God did in your life and through your business life. I'd have missed a lot of blessings if I'd have listened to me. You know what I'd have been? You know what I've been? I guarantee, because I know how I'm wired. I do know this much. I can't buy peace. I can't borrow yours. And it's sure not because of who I am that I get peaceful. I would have had a few plaques and a deep depression. How many of y'all are living a life with a few plaques and a lot of depression? Men, before it's too late, I'm going to tell you, I love you young men that aren't married yet. You remember this. Love your children more than the plaques. And I'll say it to you because I want you to get it. Young couples, love one another and be married, because let me tell you what, I hate to tell you this, the world will forget you about as fast as it recognizes you. So if you live for that, it'll be quick and short and fleeting, and it'll be a death of unrest. But if you want to die in peace, I would take the words of Mary and apply them. May it be to me, as you have said, O messenger of God. Now, we're going to open up the altar for may it be unto you as God has said right now. Is this cool? You ready? Some of y'all need some peace. Amen? How many of y'all need a little peace? Now, this is cool. Let me show you something. Right now in my life, I get to live like this, and every one of you who've received Jesus Christ gets to live like this. Donald, Colin, Jamin, and Landon, who just got baptized, they get to live like this today. Okay, because Christ is in them. You ready? You ready? Check this out. Whether you live or die, God has not changed His mind about you. What do you think about that? Now, somewhere we got to release that in the world, don't we? Didn't mean to wake y'all up. We got what? We got to release that, guys. You know what Paul said? I'm not out of my mind, but I am because I'm in my spirit. And my spirit happens to be the spirit of the Lord because God found favor to save a wretch like me. I'm a wretch. I don't buy into this. People say, well, inherently, you're good. Baloney. Leonard Bailey, I never went out one time on Friday night without Jesus and raised heaven. Never did it. Let me tell you what I did raise. It wasn't heaven. I never went out and just said, you know, heaven flowed from me naturally. Never happened. How many of y'all found this? It's a lot easier to get in trouble than it is to do the right thing. Jack, thanks for being honest. I can see that in you. Thank God. And how did you get rid of that? Jesus Christ. Right answer. Do you ever dream you'd be loving your wife as much as you are, running around America in an RV, having the fun that you're having? No. Jack's a good guy to talk. Y'all been married for like, what, 105?
About 100 years.
100 years of marriage right here. All these guys done. 28 years of marriage, and y'all have a good time. And you're older and have a good time. And y'all aren't just cranky at each other. I mean, you go have a good time. You know why you need to be in this service? Because there's young people in this service, all kinds of cool young people, and they're wondering if marriage can ever last. You know why? They've never seen one last. Elizabeth and I are planning on lasting. We got so much time in now, we can't get out. She's got too much time in. You know, I'd hate to start all over. She'd hate to start all over. She'd hate to train another husband. You know? Live! But I'm going to tell you something. You can never live till you get peace. And you can't get it. Did I tell you that you can't buy it? How many of y'all right now just think, if I get this for Christmas, I'm going to be happy? Baloney, you got the same thing last year. Women, how many black high heel shoes can you own? Elizabeth will go with me. What do you think about these shoes? I said, they look like the 10 other pairs in your closet. It's not an object. It's not somebody else's joy. It's not because you are. It's because Jesus is, and He wants to get in you, that peace comes upon you. I'd follow Mary today. May it be as you have said. Kevin, may it be as Jesus has said. Kevin got a bad diagnosis. Can I share this, Kevin? I'll ask you first. Kevin got a bad diagnosis. I love Kevin. He got baptized here. He fell in love. Jesus saved him here. And he's got cancer. You know what he does with his cancer? He didn't come in this week and go, "Oh, it's all over." He didn't do that. He didn't go, "Oh, God, what's going to happen?" He came in like this. He goes, "I got cancer. I might die." Of course, some of you are going, "How can he say that? He's really saved." See, those of y'all that are just kind of saved, when you get ready to die, it comes up. You know, if you go through your life and God's just kind of been a side item and He's just kind of a nice suggestion and you hadn't really lived Him and you hadn't really breathed Him, or God's just kind of been a politically correct kind of little God that you've had around your life, when you get ready to die, there ain't much peace. Because you really do have to look on and say, "I wonder if He's really in me. Because if He's really in me, I'd be a whole lot different right now." No, He's really in us. You know what Kevin did? He said, "Man, I'm fixing to go have chemo. I want you guys to pray over me." And you know what? He had chemo and he came back Wednesday night to Bible study and then went up there to Awana and taught his Awana class after he had chemo. He's crazy. Some of y'all get a hangnail and you're out for 4 weeks under depression. Dude's got cancer. They give him chemo and he said, "Man, I got to come back and teach my Bible study class. Because no matter how long I'm here, may it be as you have said, oh my God." There's peace. There's peace. So today, if you've never asked Jesus Christ into your life, listen, first step. I'm a sinner. How many of y'all realize that you've sinned? You've blown it. Now, some of you are going, "Well, Pastor Steve, you don't understand. I don't drink. I don't cuss." Guess what that means? You don't drink and you don't cuss. Guess what that means? You're going to a very nice, well-spoken, alcohol-free place in hell. There are no smoke-free sections there, but there are, they won't cuss and they won't drink there. Pastor Steve, you don't understand. Some of you think I've sinned too much. No, you need to understand. God died so you could live. Sin kills. Jesus brings life. Today, there are some of you today, for the first time in your life, you need to say, "Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me of my what?" Why wouldn't you do that today? Tell me why you wouldn't do that. Why would you go on living in unrest when God says, "I bring you peace"? Now listen, sometimes here's where we're confused. "Well, Pastor Steve, if I receive Jesus, am I going to live perfectly?" What's the answer to that, Elizabeth? No. Elizabeth lives with a preacher. Am I perfect? No. See how quick she said that. There was no hesitation of thought. Will you still go through human experiences? Yes. But now you have the peace of God to work through these human experiences. Isn't that right, Billy? You've been both. You've been lost and been found by God, hadn't you? Which one you like, A or B?
B.
Anybody else here? Hoyt, you've been lost before, hadn't you? You've been saved, hadn't you? Which one you like?
Saved.
Yeah, me too. Sarkozy, even though you're a mild-mannered professor type guy, you've been lost, haven't you? And you've been saved. Which one you like, brother?
Saved.
Me too. I've been lost. I never found any peace being lost. Just an insatiable, I never could get enough of whatever it was. Never get enough of whatever it was. It didn't matter what it was, Mickey. Been different things at different times, but I'm telling you. You can't smoke yourself peaceful. Can't drink yourself peaceful. You can't pop enough pills to get peaceful. I don't care what a doctor says, you'll never be at peace. Because it ain't in your head. It's in your spirit, separated from God. You can't buy enough stuff. You can't drive enough cars. You can't live in the right house. Sin's kind of like wearing a wool sweater without an undershirt. Y'all ever done that? Don't. That's stupid. Because you'll be in church, and guess what you start doing? I'm in Kentucky. Y'all understand this word. This is probably not even in English. Itching. I don't know if that's a word, but itching. Huh? I mean, you just sit there, you just walk around. How many of y'all inside you feel like it? I'm just itching. You know what it is? You're not doing this. May it be as you have said. Not as I want. You know what? I want you all, everybody in here to hear me. God allows you to experience the life you experience so that you might know His grace. And even what looks tragic at the moment, most of the time, is just a click away from a great blessing. You know how I know? I've never heard a baby being born without screams from a mother first. So if you're in a moment of the screams, maybe you need to, may it be as the Lord has said. And here it comes. So in the name of Jesus, I want to invite you to receive Christ. He's already saved you today. You've talked to Him already and said, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. If you did that today in the service, we just want to celebrate with you and say, hey, welcome to the family. Amen. Welcome to the kingdom forever and ever. Amen. Maybe you've never been baptized. December is one of like the huge baptizing months, okay? A lot of people get baptized in December. It's a cool time to get baptized. Why? Well, you can, you know, Christmas, I got baptized. Easter, I got baptized. You remember it well. We'll be baptizing Christmas Eve all through the day. It's a wonderful day. If you've never been baptized and you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then guess what? You're under a preacher that's going to tell you the truth. God asked you to be baptized. If He asked you to do something, what needs to be your response? Yeah. May it be as you have said, oh God. And I bet you'll find peace. Amen. Stand with me. Y'all been great today. Y'all been great today. Y'all been more than great today. Hey, tell your neighbor they've been great today. Will you tell your neighbor? Hey, you've been great today, man. Come on, talk to him. You've been great today. All right. Now, hold up. Hold up. Beautiful crowd here today. Hold up. Jesus, get our minds, get our hearts, get our souls. Touch your spirits. Listen to me. I want everybody to focus down. This ain't the time to hit your car. Because guess what? Some of you are wondering why you are here today. I got an answer. That little baby that was given to a little girl named Mary is who the angel said he was. He's the Son of God. And he died on the cross and he rose from the grave. And he gives out this message every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Monday, every Tuesday. Leonard, the message don't ever shut down.
It keeps on going, brother.
And guess what? today, some of you are here because God wanted to speak that real personal into your heart. And He wanted to let you know today is the day of your salvation. I want you to live.
So, preacher, I need to think about it.
Well, what do you need to think about? You're going to hell. There's only one way to heaven. His name is Jesus. You either believe or you reject. There's not a lot of thought in this. Amen. May it be as you have said. Let Him save you today. Don't resist. Receive Him. Amen. All right, let's pray. Lord, You know the folks that need to be saved today. And You know the folks that have been pretending to be saved. And You know us, God, when we derail ourselves and we step away from what You've really given in life. But You'll call us back. If you need to invite Jesus in your life, just first of all, tell Him you're a sinner. However you do that, that's your business. God, I've sinned. I've broken Your law. I know I'm not where I need to be. Ask Jesus to forgive you. Know that He died on the cross. He's risen from the grave. And say, Lord, enter into my life. And I guarantee you'll never be the same. You say, well, that's too confusing to me. This prayer will work. Jesus, help. He'll take it from there. This altar's open. Don't leave here without some peace today. Amen? Don't leave here without some peace. So let God touch you in a big way. All right, in the name of Jesus. Listen to this. Altars are open. Possibilities are here. Healing is here. Prayer is here. These pastors are ready to pray over you. The Spirit of God is moving in here. Why would you stand there and resist God when He wants to save us today? So in the name of Jesus, God, we believe, we repent, we receive, and we come to this altar. Come on, guys. Come on, everybody can come. We'll kick the chairs back and end this service just praying together if God's calling you forward. Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let Him love you. Amen.